I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, or ear, radio, thumbs up. That was me trying to describe our show in emojis. You know, those little digital images like the crying with laughter face or the smiling poo for your texts, posts, and tweets. 157 new emojis will be added to our keyboards this year, including female superhero, mosquito, and lobster, each an idea submitted by the public. But there's a money angle, of course. As Marketplace's Peter Ballinon Rosen reports, emojis are changing both how we communicate and how advertisers reach us.
For Flory Hutchinson, the creator of the new ballet flat emoji, the day it all happened began with her at the grocery store.
This is not leisurely shopping. It is definitely mission-focused shopping.
Because she was there with her three daughters, ages 6 months, 4, and 5. A lot to juggle. There, the older two grabbed a Disney book called Polite as a Princess.
And of course, there wasn't a Polite as a Prince. So in that moment of sleep deprivation, I took a picture of the book, I put it on Instagram, I tagged Disney and said, would love to see Polite as a Prince.
She thought if they're going to tell girls how to act, they should tell boys too. She then headed off to buy a new stroller.
As I scanned them all, I realized that out of the 25 plus options of baby carriers, there was only one on which the packaging featured a dad.
Hutchinson sighed. Again, more gender roles.
And around 3 a.m. that night, after our six-month-old woke up and I finished nursing,
she started a text message to her sister.
The emoji that auto-populated for the word shoe was a red high-heeled stiletto.
A fire engine red stiletto. She looked through the emoji keyboard. The only other women's shoes also had heels, and everything from the day flooded back.
You can't scream at 3 a.m. when there are two children who are actually sleeping as well as a husband. But I channeled my frustration into Google.
And she learned emojis are crowdsourced. Anyone can submit an idea to Unicode, the group behind emojis. So she sent an email to a vice chair there saying,
I'd like to propose a flat shoe alternative. And to her credit, she immediately answered within a matter of, I think, an hour. So she was obviously sleep deprived too, and said, this is a good idea. Deadline is July 1st.
It was late May. So over the next month, Hutchinson whipped up a proposal for a small blue ballet flat and submitted it. In August, it was included on a shortlist for possible new emojis.
From one day to the next, it kind of went viral and suddenly became very much this feminist symbol. A lot of people understood that I was fundamentally questioning the notion that women only wear heels.
A few months later, Unicode announced its new emojis.
And there in the mix of 150 plus emoji is my little blue ballerina flat. And I literally died.
As emoji grows, how we communicate grows. And you best believe someone's trying to make a buck off of that.
If somebody tweets using an emoji, that can be a factor in which you can target your ads.
Aaron Goldman is chief marketing officer at 4C Insights. They're one of six companies that works with Twitter to offer emoji-targeted advertising, sending you ads based on the emojis you tweet. Basically,
if someone puts a thumbs up or a smiley face, then show them this ad. If they do a frowny face or a thumbs down, show them a different ad.
Twitter has sold people's emoji use to advertisers like 4C since 2016.
You know, we've seen people targeting football and basketball emojis for, you know, athletic wear.
But emojis can also help advertisers know who you are.
There's different shades, literally, of emojis. So if you're trying to potentially reach a certain type of group that's more likely to use a certain type of skin tone, that's an opportunity as well.
He's talking about race. Goldman's company, 4C, has hundreds of clients that use emoji targeting. A Twitter ad for a fast food company got almost three times as many likes, retweets, and comments when they targeted people based on their emojis. And that may come down to the emotion part of emoji. TJ Hughes is a strategic account manager with AdParlor, another company who offers emoji-targeted ads.
Advertisers don't want to sell you something if you don't want it, right? It wastes our dollars and it wastes your time. So if we can make advertising relevant, that's the beauty of it.
Data like your age and gender give advertisers info about you. Emojis get in your head. Like last fall, Toyota ran an ad campaign to match people's moods based on their emoji use. They took 83 different emojis, created 83 different videos, and sent the ads out accordingly.
That's really inappropriate.
Jamie Kaur is the president of the nonprofit Consumer Watchdog. In case you didn't get that, he's super not into this.
When companies start to create a psychological profile of people based on their emotions and then advertise them based on that profile, that's intrusive. People are not used to tweeting an emoji for a piece of pizza and then getting an ad for a weight loss center or for Weight Watchers.
Not that that's happened yet. When the 157 new emojis hit keyboards later this year, there'll be 157 more things to track, like Flory Hutchinson's little blue ballet flat.
That's kind of creepy. But I think technology is going that way.
She says if someone tweets her shoe, they might now at least get ads for realistic footwear. For Marketplace, I'm Peter Ballinan-Rosen.